Let's see. The last time I was on a plane was 7 months ago. That may be a record for me, and it doesn't look like I'm going anywhere anytime soon. It is mind-boggling. Airlines have gone from raking it in to now losing tens of millions of dollars a day. Passenger traffic is off more than 90%. Among all the unknowns, the future of airline travel is a big one. Josh Solera is a global airline consultant for the advisory firm Egon Zehnder. He's in Houston. So aside from getting flights going again, Josh, is there kind of a calendar for survivability? Like how many more quarters does the industry have to get through before things look like you need a new scenario plan?
Everyone's really looking towards October 1st. The government has given the carriers a bailout between now and then to continue operating. If passenger traffic doesn't improve substantially before then, I think October 1 could be a really big reckoning day for the industry.
And when you say a really big reckoning day, what is the industry going to have to kind of face up to on October 1st?
A lot of leaders have publicly come out and said, we're going to have to cut jobs, we're going to have to cut flights, we're going to have to change the way in which we operate fundamentally in order to continue to be able to survive. For right now, they're continuing operating flights that are, not in many cases, not profitable. And that's going to have to shift on October 1. They're cutting down costs, but they can only go so far until October 1st.
There's a big difference between international routes and smaller domestic routes. One can imagine that passengers' decisions about international travel will be taken more judiciously than before in the future. At the same time, you can also imagine shorter domestic routes may suffer because people may just opt to take a train or drive. What routes and what carriers are most vulnerable, do you think?
You're absolutely right. There are differences between short haul and long haul. Getting on a plane from, say, Houston to Tokyo is going to feel very different than getting on a plane from Houston to Dallas. And you are right. People are reconsidering which routes they're going to take, whether or not that flight is really necessary, and what it's going to mean. And while you may be able to, say, on a short haul flight, not have food or beverage service out of safety, that's really tough on a long-haul international flight. And so carriers are having to think not just about what do they do, but what do they flex depending upon the routes. Carriers who have short-haul are going to have challenges. Carriers who have long-haul are going to have challenges. Those challenges might look a little different. But no matter what, the airline industry, no one is immune. No carrier is immune from this right now.
Realistically, as long as the world does not have a vaccine, how do you see the future of the aviation industry?
I think you're actually going to see a lot of innovation. Some of it's going to work, some of it's not. People are blocking middle seats, people are thinking about staggering, people are thinking about do we even change the way seats are fundamentally structured on a plane? In some ways, there's going to be more innovation in the aviation industry because of this than there may have been in some time. At the same point, you're likely going to see some carriers continue to struggle. You've seen recently a couple more declare bankruptcy just in the last couple days. So it is going to continue to be a hard time. Those leaders who are able to inspire confidence in their employees, who can inspire confidence in the travelers that they are going the extra mile to make them, keep them safe, to keep them healthy, and to make them have a truly good experience, are going to be the winners in this.
Josh Solera, a global airline consultant for the advisory firm Egon Zehnder. Thanks very much for your thoughts on this.
Thanks for having me, Marco.